In today's Mishnah, from the 8th and 9th Mishnah, from the 3rd Perek of Masechet Avodah, Mishnah begin. Rebbe Dostai, Rebbe Yanai, Mishum Rebbe Meir Omer. So Rebbe Dostai said, name Rebbe Meir. Kol ha-shocheach devar ha-chal mi-mishnah Torah. Someone who forgets something from their learning, ma'ale alav ha-katov ki'ilu mitchai b'nafsho. The Torah considers as if they are liable for their life. Shenema, why? Because here the Pasuk says, from Devarim, rak yishamer lecha u'shmor nafshecha meod. One should be very, very careful. And why? Pentishkach, in case you forget, hadavrim asher u'anecha. Anything that your eyes have seen. Now this is referring to Ma'amad Har-Sinai. And the simple understanding is you should not forget, make sure you do not forget what actually happened, that what you saw at Ma'amad Har-Sinai. However, the way Kadi explains it here, since the Torah is for all generations, you cannot just be referring to the experience of Har-Sinai, but what are the dvarim you're not meant to forget, but rather what your ein hasechel, what your intellect, that with the mind's eye has seen, referring to the limud Torah. There's a special instruction to be very careful, and shmor nafshecha, to guard your soul, not to forget anything from your learning. That's why ki'ilu mitchayev benasho. Mishnah kinitz yachol afilo takva alav mishnato. Is it possible that even if for some reason of onus, some reasons out of one's control, in other words, not able to understand it, or that something happens to them, that they start forgetting things, they'll still be chai benafsho? Mishnah says no. Tamalo pen yasuru milvavacha. As the pasuk continues, in case you remove it from your heart, kol yomei chayecha, all the days of your life. Ha ein mitchai benafsho, one's only mitchai benafsho, to use the language of the Mishnah, ad sheyeshev yisirem belivo. It's only if he sits and removes it from his heart. What I explained here is simply that if he's lazy and he shuts the books and he puts them away, that's when someone bin chayev benafsho. And that's where we should probably stress at this point, the more than halfway through Shas, the importance of doing chazar, of course. Gemara in many places talks about this. However, one particular reference is kol ha lomed ve'enu chozer. Anyone who learns but does not do chazara, ki ilu zorea ve'enu kotzer, as if he has plowed in his field and but has not reaped. He hasn't enjoyed really the fruit of his labor. Let's continue now. Mishnah Tet. Rabbi Chananya ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chananya ben Dosa says, kol shirato yirat cheto konem lochamato. Anyone whose fear of a sin precedes his wisdom, his learning, then chokhmato metke, then his wisdom will endure. V'kosh chokhmato kodem al yirat cheto. However, if one's wisdom precedes his yirat chet, then ein chokhmato mitkayema, then his wisdom will not endure. What's the meaning of this? Mishnah Rabbi Yonah says as follows: if someone's yirat chet precedes his learning, then his learning will be such that it will be practical, meaning he wants to fulfill everything that he's actually learning. However, if someone engages in learning without first having Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Chet, then it's simply an intellectual endeavor. And an intellectual endeavor that's not going to be translated into the practical, that type of wisdom will not endure. Mishnah continues with something very similar. Hu, referring to Rabbi Chanina, continues saying, Omer, Haya Omer, he said, Kol shemasav mirubim bechokhmato. Anyone whose actions are greater than his wisdom, in other words, the way he explains it, his ikar dato, that his main focus is to increase in his good deeds, then chokhmato mekemet, then his wisdom will endure. The chosha chokhmato morobe masav, if his wisdom is greater than his deeds, then in chokhmato mitkayemet. Now this seems to be quite similar to the first part. However, the Bartanur explains the difference in the first part of the mission. The second part is, the first part of the mission is referring to yirat chato, so the masim is almost like what's called the sur mera, to stay away from violating law tases, whereas the second part of this mission is referring to what's called the ase tov, to actually doing the positive mitzvahs. So in other words, both one's intention prior to learning has to be with yirat chet, fear of sin, and also with intention not only to not violate any prohibitions, but also to when engaged in his learning with having the keen eye to fulfilling all the mitzvahs in their entirety, both negative commandments and positive ones as well. Those are Mishnah today.